Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to a bonus episode of this podcast. It is not a normal episode podcast this week because I am behind schedule with the bonus episodes, and I don't know if I'm going to be calling it the bonus episode. Really, I don't know. And you know what? I'm going to save my teamwork makes a dream work for another day. We're going to just talk. I'm going to talk from the top of my head. I have a lot of things I want to say, and I just want to talk for the next 20 minutes. Ramble on, talk about stuff. There's a lot on my mind with all these changes. For those who haven't been aware that our network, the company that produces and hosts this podcast, Entertainment Podcast, right, is going through some major programming changes within the less than a month now. I don't know how many weeks. So it's 26 days. Sorry, 27 days to be exact. So almost 4 weeks. Almost 4 weeks of all these changes that are going to be happening with the podcast. And I was thinking about doing, thinking about doing a stream tomorrow, but I can't because I have an interview at 5:30. Probably be done by at least 6:30 because I know the host has another meeting later. So, I don't know, but I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it on this podcast. I'll do this episode all about, the changes that are going on with Chris being the web media. I'll talk more about the changes to this podcast. I've already talked about it, though. That's the thing. I have truly talked about it a lot on the blog lately. I've, done posts about it. What I am trying to figure out with this podcast, and I was thinking about this today or yesterday when I was on the Tuesday, the day I'm recording this, which normally that's what I'm doing now, is just I have to have a set schedule day where I'm recording and editing. I need to do that. But what I was thinking today is with the Wednesday episodes, I may not call it a bonus episode anymore. I may not, because I may just do away with bonus episodes as of July. Just say no more bonus episodes. It's just a regular episode. I know Sundays always was and probably will always be a regular episode for you guys. Not for me, but for you guys. You guys will always know and love this podcast as having a bonus episode every Wednesdays. It's just going to be called an episode. It's going to be on the same platform. It's still going to be YouTube and the audio only. That's not changing. That is staying put as it is. And I know I've been kind of toying with this idea also is interviews. I could probably start, and I don't want to overdo my interviews. Two a week might be a little too much. So for right now, what I'm thinking in the top of my head is I'm thinking about just taking it slow, taking all of this change slow. And let me get into that in a second, because the studio of a show is every second Friday. The first one in July will indeed be, and I got a comment on Entertainment Man Podcast. Cool. The first one will be July 5th. July 5th will be the first one officially. And I have to change the schedule. I do have to change the schedule around for July and on. I gotta do all the changes around. I gotta make sure it's all synced into our schedule. I'm gonna have to do a lot of website work to it and kind of update the website and making sure the schedule is up to speed with everything. But I could do podcast or interviews on Wednesdays, but I think what I'm gonna do, take it slow, like I was saying, and I'm not going to do two interviews per week. If I think it's just better, I do one, like the Wednesday episode will be just a topic, will be me talking. I'm gonna do all my topic episodes during the Wednesday episodes, which is just, it's fine with me. I really want to get these topics out and I really want to talk about it. And literally, there's a pun there. I've been dealing with puns all day, apparently. But I think it's just a lot better. It will not be as stressful having to do two interviews per week. I'm gonna be jumping from interviews interview to interview and deciding who's going to be on what day and, you know, who booked first. I don't want to go into all that crazy politics stuff, you know, like, oh, you put them first, why not me? Like, you know, that's a lot of things I've been thinking about. Like, I just do not want to burn bridges too quick with all these changes. I don't want people to be peeved off at me, mad at me for doing all these changes too fast. And, you know, and I don't know if I've talked about baby steps, taking baby steps, or one step at a time, or small step. That could be another episode I could do in the future. I want to do one like that, because that would be good to talk about. And I can talk about this experience as well. But I want to take things slower. I want to make sure that it's working. The schedule's working. We are happy with the schedule that we have for Entertainment Man. We want to make sure we're happy with the CBLGW show. And the way I think of it, if I'm going through my, thinking of this in my head, is I'm actually thinking, you know, Entertainment Man is more long term, and the CBLGW show is kind of like, every 2 weeks we pull something up, something new and all that. Like, you know what I mean? It's not as, I wouldn't say important. It's important because I enjoy doing those shows with Larry. Larry and I have a great time with our little shows. We record every few months. So it's like a collaboration more than anything else. And I do like doing the solo episodes on my own on the CBLGW of the show. You know, I really enjoy those on my own. And I enjoy the ones with Larry when he's here in the studio or soon going to be online because he is moving away. And I haven't really talked about that much lately. But it's just, we have to get used to this new schedule. We have to, you know, adjust to the changes. We have to, you know, get used to all of this different changes. And you guys, I asked you guys if you wanted me to transition now, and you guys said transition now, Chris. So we're doing it, and I find it the perfect time is actually on July 1st, which is actually on a Monday. So also on the, I've noted on the blog, is the Monday, the blogs during the week. I have decided to just go back down to 5 a week. And sometimes I'm kind of thinking, you know, I'm running out of ideas. Like I'm running out of ideas to talk about, and maybe blogs will be sporadic. Maybe the Friday one will be just the Friday one will be the updates, and then the rest of the week it can be sporadic. So it could be Monday through Friday, it could be Monday through Friday, it could be Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, it could be Wednesday and Friday, it could be Monday and Friday. You know, I think, and maybe I'm going to cut back on the blogs for a while. I think it's just better if I, you know, cut back on the blogs. And it is just, it's been fun. I've done, I don't know how many blogs I've done, 2,086. That's including tomorrow's blog and also Thursday's blog too, because I do have a Thursday blog. So with the blog changes, I'm actually going to be doing that right away. So actually starting this week, we will be going Monday through Friday. We will be sticking to that schedule. We will be, you know, Kelsey will do her end of the week updates like she always does. And, you know, she will always have that Friday spot no matter what. As long as she's with the team, she'll continue to do those end of the week updates. So change is good though, but you know, I really had a hard time 2 days ago, Monday, which was technically is only yesterday for me recording this on the day before. Anyways, so you know, my decision making, it's hard. It's really hard to make decisions. And yeah, I'm the boss man. I'm the one that, you know, I'm the boss man. I'm the one that has to make the changes. And, you know, I'm not happy with one schedule. I got to do another schedule, do something different with the schedule, right? So, you know, it's my job to, you know, improve it and improve the quality of the content out there and, you know, improve, you know, the schedule and make it simpler. Because I know it's hard, really hard, to stick to a schedule and it being on schedule. And I think it's just time we need to maybe start cutting back a little bit on stuff, peeling back on a few things. Streams are going to stay the same. I'm probably going to do the end of the week blog will be definite on the list. I don't know about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It depends on how much content I have, whether I have something about the events You know, that is the one thing I just don't know. And we're going to play around with it. And if I have a blog idea, I will tell you guys in advance so you guys know on social media. But other than that, I don't know. I'm going to play around with the blog idea for a little while and see where I go with that and see how far I'm going to, you know, move forward with that episode. Blogs on the crispyontheweb.com for sure. But I do need to actually update the pages. The video page needs to be changed because it is no longer CBLTW Media on YouTube. It's actually Crispy on the Crispy on the Web again. Sorry, I'm just gonna do that really quick on a whim here. So you know, that's another thing is keeping up with the website too. The website is another big thing I have to really you know, I need to make sure that the website is always being updated. You know, it's always up to par. Everything's up to speed with the website, crispyonthewet.com. You know, I have to make sure that I'm constantly keeping it, you know, up and running. I gotta make sure it's all up to date with the current events and all that. And speaking of that, this weekend I'll be at the Peony Festival this weekend. So I'm gonna be doing a blog about that. And then also I'll be doing a blog about Halton as well. My day in Halton, what we did, what streetcars we were on, and, you know, some stories along the way. But other than that, maybe nothing else. Maybe Kelsey will pop up a little bit more. You never know. You never know. I have a team for a reason. I got something in my eye. I got something in my eyeball. It's like something stabbing me. It's like sleep from this morning. I apologize. But anyways, that's where we're at with the changes. You know, change is good. I know it's just a big, it's not a hassle, I would say. It's more, you know, it's hard work. I'm working hard to keep things up to date, keeping things, you know, up and running and making sure, you know, the team is happy too. The morale on the teamwork is making the dream work, as I will be talking about probably next week on the podcast. And I'll probably record that on Friday probably before my interview, I guess, an interview appearance on the Derek and Daniela show. So let me talk about that briefly before we wrap up this podcast. It might be a little bit of a shorter episode because I really want to get this out. I want to get this to you guys in time for tomorrow or for the 3 p.m. slot. And if you're listening to this, it's successfully been put up. But tomorrow, or today, actually, I had an interview this morning with Dr. Schaefer. That was my goals and plans for the future, what I had planned for Crispy on the Web Media, and probably personally as well. I'm sure not just my professional life, but also, you know, real life, what I want to do, what the plans are, and whatnot. And then later on, I will be pre-recording a podcast around 5:30. It's going to be pre-recorded again, like Dr. Schaefer's was. They're not all live. I don't know if it's live on YouTube or what the story is. I think the ones today was pre-recorded, obviously. I think it's a pre-recorded episode. I could be wrong, but anyways, 5:30 p.m. I'll be on Life with Mary. That's Mary from Mac and Cheese Podcast. That's going to be the one tonight. I will let you guys know when she posted it up on YouTube, and I'll give you guys the links. You can go subscribe. You can go support her and her awesome podcast. That's only one of her two podcasts that she has. She has Mac and Cheese Podcast, which is a football, NFL, you know, college football talk. It's a great podcast. You should check it out too. Sorry. And I'll may as well say this. Go check out Fun Football Podcast. Go check out Shots from the Sidelines as well. Those are all guys or friends that I met through the Twitter verse, the X verse, I guess, so to speak. I guess that's what I'm going to call it. But Thursday, I have the interview with Rich at 11:30 a.m. And I don't think I have anything else on Thursday. No, I don't. And nothing else on Thursday. It'll be a day probably just editing and getting things done and getting shorts done and putting them up on YouTube. I'm going to be boom, 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 boom with that. I'm going to make sure shorts are done first, then do the big full episode, and then more shorts for the first part of the week. I'm just going to do all of that in such a clump, and I'm going to make sure it's doing. I'm going to get a rhythm with that for sure. And then Friday, 2 o'clock. I do have the Derek and Daniela show at 2 o'clock, and I believe that is actually just pre-recorded as well. So I will let you guys know on the links. That's what's going on this week for interviews. I'm busy. I'm going to be on call after call after call this week. I'm going to be tired. I hope I'm not tired, not too tired to go to Halton and the Peony. I doubt it. I won't be tired. I'll be good. It'll be a good break for me from the house and the computer and the studio here. And stay tuned. Oh, and Sunday, may as well tell you guys this. Premiere will not be back on YouTube. There will be no premiere this weekend because I will be either at the Peony Festival or Halton. That has not been decided what I'm doing which day yet for the two festival, the two things, the two events. But, you know, I will let you guys know. But 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, the episode I did with Dr. Christine Malone will be up on audio only. So go check that out, and I will be sure to post the link everywhere on social media, making sure you guys are up to speed with the current podcasts that are going out. But for right now, I think I'm going to wrap this up. I've been going almost 20 minutes. I think that 18 minutes is good enough. I'll probably get about 16, 17 minutes out of this. But if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe wherever you're listening or watching the podcast. Hope you guys are happy with the decisions, and let me know what you guys think of the new schedule. And hopefully this is the start of something new for Crispy on the Web Media, and we are going to start a whole new schedule, and we're going to get this all figured out, and things are going to run a lot smoother than usual. As always, you also follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook, X, aka formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. You can also join the Discord server, Facebook group. All the links are in the description below. You can also go to crispyontheweb.com. That's the best way to know, or that's the best way to get the links. They're on the side panel on the website by the blog. But until then, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will talk to you guys this weekend for the interview with Rich. Till then, have a good one, guys. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.